everybody, and happy Tuesday to all you fine folks out there listening in Radio Land. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from hot and sunny Clearwater, Florida, BayCare Ballpark, site of tonight's series opener between the St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Clearwater Threshers, who are the single-A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. A mini Mets versus Phillies battle for you tonight, game one of a six-game series, with first pitch coming up at 6:30. Well, both of these teams entering tonight's game looking to get off to a good start. Of course, the Mets this season are 5-10, have had a tough time. Clearwater is 9-6, the second-best record of the 10 Florida State League teams. Clearwater coming off a 4-2 series victory down the road against the Tampa Tarpons. The Mets lost 4-6 to Lakeland last week at Clover Park, but they ended that homestand with a positive note, beating Lakeland 4-2 on Sunday. Taking a look at the complete Florida State League standings in the East Division, Jupiter and Palm Beach are both 8-7, tied for first. Daytona has lost 9-10. The Tortugas 6-9, two games back, and then the Mets 5-10 record, but only three games out of first. Over in the West Division, Bradenton, early leader in the clubhouse for best start, 10-5. Clearwater one game back with that 9-6 mark. Fort Myers, Lakeland 8-7, two back. Dunedin 7-8, three back. Tampa 6-9, four games back. Everybody in the Florida State League starting a brand new series today. Palm Beach is at Lakeland. First pitch at Joker Marchant Stadium is delayed due to inclement weather. Tampa is at Jupiter, 6:30 first pitch at Roger Dean. Bradenton at Dunedin at 6:30. And the longest trip in the state, Florida State League, Fort Myers at Daytona. That's a 6:35 start at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. And once again, first pitch here at BayCare Ballpark under sunny skies is 6:30. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we will have the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for today's series opener between the Mets and the Threshers.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
Now, let's get back to the action.
St. Lucie Mets pregame show continues. Radio only this week. We'll be on Bally Live again next Tuesday when the Mets return home to face the Jupiter Hammerheads. I'll miss all you folks out there in the chat. Hopefully you'll enjoy the radio only broadcast. It's too bad because this is such a fun ballpark for fans to witness on TV. It's the spring training home for the Phillies over here in Clearwater, Florida, on the Gulf Coast of the Sunshine State. Let's get to today's pitching matchup. For the Mets, it'll be Douglas Orellana, who has not been scored upon yet this season. Orellana, two games, one start, one out of the bullpen, four innings, one hit each time, three total walks, and eight strikeouts. Orellana picked up a save in his first outing of the year in a win over Jupiter, and then he was the starting pitcher last Wednesday in an 8-3 win over Lakeland. Didn't stick around long enough to get the victory, of course. But good news for the Mets is they are 2-0 in Orellana games, whether he starts or relieves. The starting pitcher for Clearwater is Jaden Estanista, who is a top 30 prospect in the Philadelphia Phillies organization, although he's more towards the back end. Estanista, a right-hander, 21 years old from Curaçao, an international free agent signing back in 2019. He is 1-0 in two games. This will be his first start. He owns a 2.84 ERA. He's only logged 6 1/3 innings with the Threshers this season. Move to the lineups. We'll begin with the visiting Mets. Leading off and playing center is Ryland Thomas. Jeffrey De Los Santos is in right field batting second. Jet Williams will hit third and play short. Jacob Reimer bats cleanup. He's at third base. Vincent Perozzo is the DH hitting fifth. Kevin Villavicencio bats sixth. He'll play second. Yarrel Martinez hits seventh. He's at first. Fernando Villalobos will do the catching. He hits eighth. And Blaine McIntosh is in left field batting ninth. That's three straight lefties at the bottom of the order. The Threshers lineup will have to wait until after the national anthem. Threshers are taking the field as we speak, which means we are one step closer to first pitch in game one of this six-game series. We will step aside for the national anthem, and when we return to BayCare Ballpark, we'll have first pitch, the Mets and the Threshers on a sunny Tuesday. Ever so closer to first pitch on this Tuesday in Clearwater, Florida. Let's get to that Threshers lineup and defense. Ricardo Rosario is in left field. He leads off. Justin Crawford, first round pick last year by Philadelphia, son of former major leaguer Carl Crawford, bats second. He's in center. Caleb Ricketts will catch in at third. Gabriel Rinconis Jr. is in right field. Batting cleanup, Chad Castillo is at first base. He hits fifth. Otto Kemp, sixth. He's at third. Jordan Byers is the DH, hitting seventh. Brian Rincon is at short, hitting eighth. And Eric Brito at second base, batting ninth. Threshers in their alternate red jersey tops today with the Threshers shark curled into a C on the left chest, wearing the white pinstripe. White pants with red pinstripes, red socks, looking very much like their parent club, the Phillies. Mets going with the gray uniforms. Standard issued gray road jerseys, St. Lucie in blue, outlined in orange across the front, blue numbers outlined in orange on the back, everybody. A solid blue helmet or hat with the STL logo. Mets 2-2 in the gray jerseys this year. An advanced analytics stat for you. That means absolutely nothing. Ryland Thomas announced over the PA system. Mets lefty, 11th round draft, picked out of USC last year. Will lead it off for St. Lucie. Jaden Estanista gets the go-ahead from the umpire. First pitch is on the way. It's fouled away, and we are underway. First pitch at 6:30, right on time. It's 87 degrees and partly cloudy at BayCare Ballpark tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Second pitch is fouled straight back. Thomas, it's 0-2. Went after the slider. Mets 5-10 on the year, 3-3 on the road. Split with Jupiter a couple weeks ago. This changeup is low, 1-2. Threshers 9-6, second best record in the league. They are 3-3 at home. 6-9 away from BayCare Ballpark. Thomas takes a called third strike on the corner. He thinks about challenging, but then realizes that this is not a challenge game. And we'll just go back to the bench. Full ABS game tonight. Automated ball strike system calling every pitch. Tyler Green, the home plate umpire, just relaying what he hears in his earpiece. Well, he's the plate umpire. Bella Robb, first female umpire in FSL history, is the base umpire. Jeffrey De Los Santos next, and he takes a ball low. This is the same blue crew the Mets had for their series at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium against Jupiter 2 weeks ago. Broken back, ground ball foul out towards the Threshers' dugout. And De Los Santos will head back to his dugout along the first base line to get a new piece of lumber. Now, Gilbert Gomez, I don't think he was very enthralled with this umpiring crew from a couple weeks ago. We'll see how everybody fares this week. No score, one out, nobody on base, just underway. First game of a six-game series. Rained earlier today in Clearwater as the team arrived. Tarp was on the field, but it was taken off in time for both teams to get a full workout in. Cannot ask for a better night here in the Florida State League. Fastball, a strike at 91 from Estanista. And it's 1-2 on De Los Santos. And he will tap one out towards second, backhanded by Brito. Throws to first, and he has De Los Santos beaten by two steps. Two up, two down for the Mets in the top of the first inning. And now Jet Williams drops down to third in the order. Will come to the plate with nobody on base. Jet, of course, the walking machine, picked up a 14th walk this season on Sunday, second most in the FSL. He's been hit the first most. He nearly gets hit again on this first pitch fastball. Breezes by his hands. Ball one. Estanista from the stretch throws one inside tight again. Two balls and no strikes. Jet does not offer at many pitches that are out of the zone. He's got a great eye for being just 19. Straight out of high school. Slider clips the inside corner. At 79, it's 2-1. Williams hitting 213 this season. An RBI, or rather one home run. Five driven in. Swings through this slide piece. And it's an even count. Two balls, two strikes. Williams, the Mets' second first-round pick this year. 14th overall. He's going up against the 17th overall pick in Justin Crawford, the center fielder for the Threshers. Jet will foul one back out of play over BayCare Ballpark. Right over the low roof. Fastball is up to 93 from Estanista. High velocity pitch of the inning. 2-2 pitch is floated into shallow center field. This has got a shot to get down. Brito reaches for it, can't get it. Jet Williams has a bloop hit with two outs in the first inning. Brito was tracking the whole way from second base. Reached out with the glove last moment, but could not bring it in. Well, a two-out single will bring Jacob Reimer to the plate. Wind blowing out to right field here at BayCare Ballpark. It is a very hitters-friendly park we have found over the years. And Reimer takes one inside. For right-handed hitters who can hit it hard and high the other way, to find themselves in a very advantageous position with the short wall in right. Looking for Reimer to maybe do some damage in this series. Takes a pitch up, and it's 2-0. Two outs. Williams, a threat to run on first, has a big lead. First baseman Castillo holding on is trying to fight the sun. Here's a ground ball up the middle by Reimer. It's a base hit. Now Reimer rolls one right up the gut for a single. So the two high school draft picks last year for the Mets, Williams and Reimer, back-to-back singles with two outs in the first. We'll bring up Vincent Perozzo, an RBI opportunity. One of the key focuses for the Mets this week, as preached by the coaching staff, is getting off to a good start. When the Mets score first, they are 3-1. When the opponent scores first, 2-9. It's pretty black and white. There's a nice two-out RBI opportunity for Perozzo. He will foul one straight back. Mets did great on Sunday in this spot. Four two-out hits to drive in runs in that 4-2 win over Lakeland. One coming to Perozzo, and he will roll it foul. And he's quickly behind, nothing in two. Perozzo, one of the top Mets hitters in the early going, hitting .290, but only two RBI. He and Villalobos splitting time doing the catching. He flies one into center field towards Crawford. Crawford underneath it, makes the catch, ends the inning. So a couple of two-out hits from Williams and Reimer end up getting stranded. No runs, couple of hits, no errors, two left on. Douglas Orellana, not been scored upon yet this year. We'll try to keep it going when he pitches in the home first. And we return on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Ricardo Rosario, Justin Crawford, Caleb Ricketts leading off, going to bat against Orellana in the home first inning. Orellana's first pitch, fastball, bunted foul. Popped up and zoomed right over Perozzo's Fernando Villalobos, rather, left shoulder, right to the on-deck circle. So an ambush by Rosario, trying to get on with the bunt. And these threshers have some speed. They like to run when they get on base. The Mets will have to try to curtail the running game. So pay attention for that possible surprise bunt. It's drawn the interest of Reimer at third. He's moving in even with the bag. Second pitch from Orellana is a ball high at 93. Orellana, the first game of the season he pitched in on the road at Jupiter, was essentially a two-pitch pitcher, fastball, curveball. This pitch misses in at 93. It's 2-1. His last outing, a start against Lakeland last Wednesday, was fastball half the time and then almost an even split of curveball slider, tilt towards the slider. Here's a slider for strike 82, top of the zone. Makes it a two-ball, two-strike count. Giannis set for the 2-2. Fastball right at the knees for a called third strike. Freezes Rosario. Fastball at 95 miles an hour. Well placed. Now Justin Crawford comes up. A lot of lefties in these two lineups. You got Thomas and De Los Santos for the Mets. Two lefties to start. Now Rosario was a righty, but now Crawford a lefty as he takes a strike right down the pipe at 94. Ricketts to follow a lefty, then Rinconis and Castillo as well. A 1 pitch down and in. Fastball at 94. Orellana, 8 scoreless innings across 2 appearances this series, season. 1 start, 1 time out of the pen. Line drive into left field for a base hit. It's going to go into the corner. McIntosh digging it out, but it won't stop a double for Justin Crawford. First round pick by Philly. Goes the other way with it, right by Reimer. So a lefty not afraid to go to the opposite fields. So one out double. Brings up Caleb Ricketts. Not related to the Ricketts family who own the Cubs. Seventh round pick from the University of San Diego. Been some good San Diego players over the years. Chris Bryant comes to mind. Paul Sewald, former St. Lucie Mets pitcher, who's now an excellent piece in the Mariners bullpen. First pitch a strike. Slider down and in at 84. One and one. No score, one out, runner on second in the home first. But nice crowd here at BayCare Ballpark. Clearwater, best attended team in the Florida State League, and it's not close. Ball fouled straight back. Many great spots in this ballpark. Spring training home of the Philadelphia Phillies to watch a game. We'll document that throughout the series. A true gem in the Florida State League. A 1-2 pitch. Curveball doesn't curve. Stays way up high. Maybe a slip out of the hand of Orellana. Orellana, a good-looking young prospect for the Mets, just 20 years old, signed in 2021 out of Venezuela, part of the international signee class. He gets a pop-up on the left side of the infield. Reimer, backing up into the grass, makes the catch, nearly towing the foul line. Ricketts pops out for the second out of the inning. Crawford stands pat at second base. Brings up Gabriel Rinconis Jr. Third round pick out of FAU. Played high school nearby Plant in Tampa. Same school as Pete Alonso, among others. He fouls one off left side, strike one. Fastball at 94. Two down, no score in the bottom of the first. Orellana trying to stretch his scoreless inning streak to start the year to 9. One pitch is too high. Ball and a strike on Rinconis Jr., playing in his 16th game, hitting 216. Does have 4 doubles and 2 homers. Takes this strike right at the knees, 95. So Orellana's done a good job, whether he means to or not, changing eye level. A lot of pitches high, and then he's dropped in a couple right at the knees that have frozen these hitters. 1-2 pitch coming to Rinconis. And he swings and misses at the high fastball. A strikeout for Orellana. 2 in the inning. He strands the one-out double by Crawford out at second base. We'll go to the second at BayCare Ballpark. No score between the Mets and the Threshers.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stlucymets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stlucymets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Kevin Villavicencio will lead off the top of the second for the Mets. That was score. Both pitchers stranding a runner in scoring position in that first inning. Villavicencio playing in game number 14, just 19 years old from Mexico. Takes this Pettit pitch down for ball one, slider at 78. And Pettit, every time he gets the ball back, he gets into this low crouch, a squat, and then he stands straight up and starts his motion. There's a breaking ball fouled back. He's been heavy on the sweeping slider. One and one. Fastball, a strike at 90 inside corner. 1-2 count. Breaking ball right in there for a called third strike. Just absolutely froze Villavicencio. Looked back to ensure that it was a strike, but again, it's the ABS zone working today. We'll have ABS calling every pitch tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday, and then on Thursday, the challenge system back into effect. Yero Martinez is up, still looking for that first St. Lucie hit, and he's way late in this fastball. Swings through it for strike one. He has started in a slump, 0-4-13. Takes the fastball right down the middle. Nothing in two. And sometimes when you're struggling in a slump, it seems like you start the count 0-2. Takes this one away. And before he bats an eye, he's basically standing there in an 0-2 count. It's the pitch clock for you. A 1-2 pitch. And he pops it into left field. On comes Rosario in the sun, makes the catch, and Martinez drops to 0-for-14 as a St. Lucie Met. Two up, two down for the second straight inning. We'll bring up the Mets catcher, Fernando Villalobos. New today, and apparently across the Florida State League, the pie slice rule, still in effect, but we don't have straight lines from corner second base to the outfield. It's like lines, traffic lines on a street as Villalobos gets out of the way of a fastball at his feet. That's the best way I can describe it. They're not dotted lines. They're still painted chalk lines, but not end-to-end. And just because there's not a solid line doesn't mean the defender can go inside. There is no chalk line. Check swing. Villalobos holds off. If we were on Bally Live, I could show you. But alas, the Mets and the Bradenton Marauders remain the only FSL teams to televise their games. You're welcome. Pitch is high, and Villalobos has worked a 3-1 count. He'll be looking to damage here, with nobody on and two outs, waiting for the 3-1 from Petit. And it's grounded right side. That's going to get by the second baseman, Brito, into right field. So Fernando Villalobos, the third Mets hit of the evening. All hits, singles with two outs. The inning will continue for Blaine McIntosh. I believe McIntosh made his St. Lucie Mets debut here last year against Clearwater. It was an August series. It was a great series between those two teams at the time. As McIntosh takes the ball outside. Mets won that series 4-2, but many close games. Mets hit a lot of home runs. They might have hit 11 home runs in the six games. McIntosh fouls one away. This is the ballpark if you're going to try to hit home runs to do it in. It sounds a lot like Clover Park. 329 to left, 330 to right, 401 to center. But the walls don't round out in the outfield. They go straight across all the way to center field. So that brings the home run ball into play where, you know, a warning track shot in St. Lucie to left center, right center, probably gets out here. And the wind is blowing out to right today. So a lefty pull hitter, a righty opposite field hitter could do some damage as this ball misses. McIntosh showing a good eye. It's a 3-1 count. I saw a lot of batting practice balls peppering the grass outfield seats here, the berm. McIntosh sends one to right field. Long run for Rincones Jr. Dives, and he can't get there. And it's going to go all the way to the wall. Villalobos rounding third. He's going to score. McIntosh stands up at third base with a two-out RBI triple. It's 1-0 Mets. Rincones Jr. selves out for the dive in deep right center. Just out of his reach, and the ball rolled all the way to the wall. One of the deepest parts of the ballpark. And the Mets strike first. Good news for St. Lucie, which enters today 3-1 when scoring first. Two-out magic again for the Mets. Back to the top, and Ryland Thomas. Petit's pitch is low and away. Good stop by Ricketts. McIntosh ready to run down on a wild pitch. Pitches outside. Well, Blaine McIntosh added to the St. Lucie roster to replace the injured Carlos Dominguez. And the Mets certainly lose Dominguez's power, but they do pick up some speed in McIntosh. Here's a soft poke into left field that will drop in for base hit. Ryland Thomas with an RBI single. McIntosh scores, 2-0 Mets. So the two-out RBI magic has carried over from Sunday back home to the early stages in this series. Great approach by Thomas. Just throwing the bat head out at the ball, not trying to kill it. Dunks it into left field. He's on first. And Jeffrey De Los Santos will come up, and he will take one outside. Mets doing something that's very difficult in this league, to make offense happen when the first two batters are retired and doing it without the home run. Just so tough, this level of baseball, to string a lot of hits together. Two outs and nobody on, but they have done it, leading 2-0 in the top of the second. De Los Santos grounds one off the end of the bat, charging in his cap. He will field, though, to first, close play, but he makes it. Solid defensive work there by Kemp, charging in at third. De Los Santos out, but three straight hits from Villalobos, McIntosh, and Ryland Thomas provide a 2-0 lead for Douglas Orellana and the Mets.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgating 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Nothing lead for Douglas Orellana as he pitches to Chad Castillo, beginning the home second. Curveball, swing and a miss. 14 fastballs, two sliders, one curve in the first inning for Orellana. He opens with a curveball to Castillo. Fastball fouled away. It's nothing and two. Chad Castillo, ninth round pick last year by Philadelphia out of Cal Baptist. Had never heard of it. O-2 pitch, sawed off foul the other way again. Crowd continues to file in here to BayCare Ballpark. One of the entry points to the stadium is deep down the left field line and not behind home plate, so sometimes you don't realize how big the crowd gets. They're so far away from the press box. Curveball swung on and missed. Ball goes in the dirt. Throw down to first, complete by Villalobos. Martinez almost came off too soon, but holds the bag long enough. It's a strikeout for Orellana, and he has K'd three of the first five Threshers tonight. Threshers team came in hitting .218 as a squad. That's seventh in the league. Mets came in hitting .211, that's eighth. This might be a better pace for Mets pitchers this week. Ball swung on and missed. Of course, they had a fairly advanced for a single-A team Lakeland club they played last week. Lakeland, top two in the league in hitting. Curveball up high on Kemp. And that nice defensive play. Like maybe a changeup low. You thought Cal Baptist was a place you hadn't heard of before. How about Otto Kemp from Point Loma Nazarene College in California? Now that certainly have not heard of. Fastball a tad low. It's 3-1 on Kemp. Orellana's pitch, swung through and missed. Gave him a fastball right down the pipe at 93. Kemp was tardy. Orellana pitches with a great amount of confidence for being just 20 years old. Payoff pitch, fastball right by him again. Another strikeout for Orellana. Three in a row and four of the first six. Orellana did get a taste of Florida State League life at the end of last year. In the brief time period he was on the mound, did not overwhelm. He has taken a great step forward in the early going of 2023. He'll face Jordan Vyers, the DH, and he throws ball one outside. Vyers, third-round pick 2 years ago by Philadelphia at Reedy High School in Texas. And he will bloop one out towards center, tracked down by Jet Williams in the short grass. The Mets shortstop makes the play. It's a 1-2-3 second inning for Douglas Orellana. Mets lead 2-0 going to the third. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single-game tickets, 10-game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 unday tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Jett Williams just caught the last out of the top of the second. He will begin the bottom of the second at the plate against Jonathan Petit. Williams singled the first time up, got to second and was stranded. He takes a fastball 89 for strike one. Breaking ball swung through Jett. Big swing. If he connected, that ball would have gone a long way. So in two, Petit's pitch, down and in. Ball one, another curveball at 76. Breaking ball fouled away right at home plate. It stays one and two. It's a Dollar Tuesday here at BayCare Ballpark. A lot of fans have shown up for this. I'll give you the list of dollar items here at BayCare in a moment. 1-2 pitch, and it's drilled through the right side. A base hit for Jett Williams. He's 2-for-2. Conus down to one knee to field it. Gets it back to the infield quickly. So a leadoff single. Mets have done well. They're up to six hits. Made six outs, have six hits. It's a great pace. Pacing for 27 hits. That would be a team record. Here's Jacob Reimer. He has a base hit tonight, and he takes this fastball for a strike. All right. Dollar night here at BayCare Ballpark. $1 hot dogs, $1 16-ounce sodas, $1 12-ounce domestic drafts. Okay. Williams running, pitches the ball, throw by Ricketts to second, into center field. Jett's going to get up and go to third. Here comes the throw by Crawford. Williams slides into third base. He's safe. They have a stolen base and a throwing error on Ricketts, the catcher. Williams is on third base with nobody out, and the Mets a great chance to go up 3-0. Good jump by Jett. It's been a mixed bag for him, stealing bases. He got off to a great start. Easily beat the throw. I didn't think the throw was that bad. And between Rincon and Brito, the middle infielders, they should have knocked that down. It's still going to be a throwing error on the catcher. Reimer grounds one foul, and it stays 0-2. Even though it's early and there's no outs, the Threshers' defense will move in. Try to prevent a third run. O-2 pitch, and that's taken away. Another good catch by Ricketts. Dollar peanuts, dollar popcorn, chips, and ice cream sandwiches, plus dollar berm tickets. Grass seating for a buck. You can really gorge yourself here tonight. Reimer takes a called third strike at the knees, and he knew it. So an important first out for Petit. Now Peroza will come up. Infield will stay in. Rozo a fly out to center. last time up. You figure with jet speed at third base, a fly out, really to any kind of depth in the outfield, should get the run in. Perozzo takes the ball away. So Perozzo has that nice, you know, batting average, you know, 290 through nine games coming in, but only two RBI, limited opportunities there. Pops one foul. Mets got to hope this will get out of play. It's going to be close. It's in play and caught at third base by Kemp. Williams at third base, now in danger of being stranded. Strikeout and a pop out. Talk about situational hitting for the Mets. It's been a struggle all season. They've done a really nice job the last couple of games, the two out RBI hits. But that runner on third, one out, no out situation has been an issue this year. Now they'll ask Villavicencio to pick up that runner. And Kevin will take a strike at the knees. He didn't like it. He's already been caught looking at a strike three already today. Fly ball right field. Rinconis backpedaling. Will make the catch and end the inning. And a big missed opportunity for the Mets. Jet Williams at third, no outs. They can't get him home. Still 2-0 St. Lucie halfway through the third inning.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Douglas Orellana has been brilliant so far. Two innings, 29 pitches, no runs, four strikeouts. His first pitch to Brian Racone is a called strike on the corner in the third inning. 2-0 Mets. They'll tell you it should be 3-0, but 2 it is. Breaking ball outside at 83. That's baseball for you, right? The Mets, nobody on, two outs, get two runs in the inning. Then they have a runner on third, nobody out in the next inning, and don't score. Here's a shot up the middle past the dive of Villavicencio, a base hit for Rincon. Second hit for the Threshers. Now nine man. Eric Brito, who was in the middle of a fight, not his fault, on Sunday. You probably have seen it by now, heard about it. The brawl between Clearwater and Tampa on Sunday afternoon at Steinbrenner Field. So this pitch is high. Brito was hit by a pitch by a Tarpons pitcher, and apparently Tarpons had a bad series pitching the ball, a lot of hit batters, yelling back and forth. Here's a pickoff throw close. Martinez did a nice job to catch that. It was in the dirt. Rincon is safe. Anyway, so Brito gets hit. He starts to walk off to the side in pain. This is early on Sunday. Marty Malloy, the manager, as this ball is fouled away, Marty Malloy, the manager for Clearwater, and the pitching coach for Tampa, Gerardo Casadiego, get together at home plate. They're yelling at each other, like right in the batter's box. And Molloy throws a punch after Casadiego starts to basically point in his face, maybe made some contact. So Molloy throws a punch, hits Casadiego in the hat, it looked like, maybe not a direct punch. Casadiego then swings and hits the Threshers batter who had come and joined the fray. And then Casadiego takes another swing at Molloy, misses. And then, of course, everything's chaos at that point. Guys running in. I can blink. The Tampa hitting coach got tackled. Runner goes. Pitch is fouled away by Brito. Anyways, Marty Molloy, who essentially threw that punch that really set it off, he's not coaching in this game. He's not managing in this one. Interim manager for the time being is Adam Everett. So nothing publicly has been posted about suspensions, but Marty Molloy not managing Clearwater after that punch is thrown on Sunday. Fastball just missed, and it's a full count on Brito. So we thought it got a little testy last week against Lakeland with two bench clearing incidents, but the coaches did a great job de-escalating that situation last week. Graham for Lakeland, Gilbert, Gomez for the Mets. Runner goes again, pitches high, ball four, and the first two have reached. 8 and 9 runners get on. Batters get on. So you had the Lakeland and St. Lucie coaches de-escalating the players, and then you had the Tampa and Clearwater coaches definitely escalating the situation to the point of punches being thrown on Sunday. I mean, this made TMZ. It made the New York Post. There's, depending on how you research it, there's multiple video angles. So you can look it up if you'd like. Pitch is outside. Curveball no good. And Orellana, usually so good with his command, getting a little loose here. Nobody out. Two on top, bottom of the third. Mets lead 2-0. Fastball swung through and missed. 95. Ricardo Rosario, he struck out looking in the first. Spin, throw back to second, tag, safe. Wow, the Mets had Rincon picked off. Orellana a hair late getting it out of his hand. But there was a stutter by Rincon, able to beat Villavicencio back to the bag. It's a near miss. Fastball is flown into center field. In comes Ryland Thomas. Not very deep. Ryland will make the catch. No runners will tag. Rincon stays at second. Lazy fly out by Ricardo Rosario. One away. And Justin Crawford will come up. Dangerous hitter already. He's the top prospect on this Phillies team. On this Threshers team for the Phillies. Number 4 prospect. 19 years old. Carl Crawford's son. Drafted out of Bishop Gorman High School in Vegas. I believe that's Bryce Harper's. Bryce Old High School. Well regarded in many sports. Fights one off foul. And he's off to a fine start here in single A, hitting .293 coming in with a double, a triple, 5 RBI. So he's getting a lot of hits, but not much for power. And we did double in the first inning. Orellana's 0-1 pitch. Woo, he chased it above his head. Wild, out-of-control swing. It's nothing in two. And that was right by the brim of his helmet. And Orellana's done a very nice job to this point of changing eye level. So one up high. Villalobos wants another one up high. And that's where it goes. Hit the mitt. And Crawford was wise to it. One and two. dribbler out to the mound. Picked up bare hand by Oriana. Gets rid of it. Martinez can't make the catch. Crawford was safe anyways. Martinez, though, by getting his glove down and dirty, knocks the ball down and keeps him from going down the right field line. It will be, I don't know if that's going to be a hit or an error, but it was a dribbler out towards the mound. Oriana, if he picks it up clean, then he's going to get the out, but he went barehand all the way, dropped it. By the time he recovered, picked it up, he was just fortunate that Martinez was able to stop it from going down the line. So the bases are loaded for Caleb Ricketts. Tying run on second with one out. Go-ahead run on first. Curveball stays high. Ricketts popped out in the first inning. Mets have been really good at turning double plays this year. They've turned 15. They could really use one here. Fastball is outside. It's two balls, no strikes. Oriana in some trouble here. No mound visit from Dan McKinney. That kind of gives you an idea that they trust Oriana in a spot like this to shake it off. 2-0 pitches pop back and out of play. Rincon on third, he singled. Brito on second, he walked. Crawford on first, he reached on an error. They call that E1. Probably the right call. Line drive, base hit into right field. It's going to score a run. De Los Santos comes up with a throw, and it will be cut off by Martinez. Runner held, so it'll just be a one-run single for Ricketts. Now Rincon scores, but Brito gets the stop sign. And the Threshers, second time through the order now, and towards the end of the first order, are getting some good wood on Oriana, and that will bring out Dan McKinney. And the RBI single scores Rincon, but Brito is held at third base on that hard hit single. So a couple of things not going in the Mets' favor in this third inning. Their inability to bring in Jet Williams from third when there were no outs. And then Oriana not being able to field this position, which could have put him in a position to get through this inning without a run. Now, these are the kind of things that the St. Lucie Mets have struggled with this year that have cost them. It's very simple. Gilbert Gomez has painted a clear picture for the team through the first 15 games. Throw strikes. Take care of the baseball. And get off to good starts. Mets, it's been a mixed bag today. As Rinconis comes up, bases reloaded. First pitch is hooked foul. Mets got off to a good start by scoring the first two runs of the game, but it could have been a better start with three runs. Did not take care of the baseball like they had hoped with Oriana this inning. He has thrown strikes, so that is good news for the most part. Pop up on the infield. Infield fly rule should be in effect. Vela Rob calls it, and Jet Williams makes the catch. Once Bella Robb's hand went up, Rinconis was automatically out. So two down. And now an opportunity for Oriana to wiggle out of this jam with the lead intact. Bases loaded, two outs, 2-1 Mets, bottom of the third. Chad Castillo struck out swinging first time up. Oriana set for his first pitch. Curveball fouled away. Castillo on the year has only played in six games. Came in 4-for-20 with a double and a home run. So half of his hits, extra bases. 0-1 curveball. He chases it in the dirt. Oriana had a good idea right from the get-go how he wanted to attack Chad Castillo. Now he can do whatever he'd like. Oriana shakes off Villalobos once. Now gets what he wants. The 0-2 pitch rolled foul. Came at him with the fastball. Orellana giving up a run this inning, the first run he's allowed this season. Got to 10 innings. Breaking ball in the dirt, and it gets away from Villalobos all the way over to the Threshers' dugout. That'll tie the game, a wild pitch. And it's going to be another run, too, as Villalobos apparently could not save it from going to the dugout. Boy, what a bad sequence for the Mets. Two runs score on the wild pitch. So Orellana was ahead nothing in two, could basically do whatever he wanted to do except that. Spike one that Villalobos had no shot at. But a terrible break for the Mets as Brito scores and Crawford's awarded home plate. Now 3-2 Threshers. There it is again, not taking care of the baseball, not throwing strikes. And here's a tapper out to Villavicencio. He throws to second, first. That's the third out, but it comes a pitch too late. Tough one. There was an error in the inning and a wild pitch that scored two runs. The Mets lead, poof, gone. 3-2 Threshers after three.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
I want to make a correction there. Apparently that ball did not go to the dugout. Crawford was not awarded home plate. Not sure how I missed that. It looked like they pointed towards home, Tyler Green, for him to come home, but that was not the case. So it was a wild pitch for one run, not two. So the game is 2-2. So the Mets do have that going for them. But still, that wild pitch with two outs, the lead evaporates. So we're in the fourth. It's back to square one, and Yarel Martinez is the batter for the Mets. We have a new pitcher on the mound for the Threshers. Trying to get you a number. I don't have them on the front of the jerseys, and the way the broadcast booth is set up, you can't see the back. But Petit went three innings, six hits, two runs. Pitches high. The new pitcher is John Henriquez, 6 foot, 187 pound right-hander from the Dominican Republic. Amateur free agent signed last summer. Martinez gets out of the way of this pitch up high. It's a full count. Well, Martinez fly out in the second is 0 for 1 today and 0 for 14 on the season. He can get on with a walk here as this pitch is too high, and he will go to first. A good start for the Mets. In the visiting fourth inning, an entertaining ball game already. Lots going on. Mets, while they have a 5-10 record, have not been blown out. Their largest margin of defeat, 7. And even that was a 3-run game going to the ninth. That was a game two of the season against Daytona. So even though the Mets have the worst record in the league, the Threshers the second best, it's playing out at least through the first third of the game like you'd expect. Close as this pitch comes in. Villalobos out of the way. It's one and one. Villalobos not doing much with the bat this year, but did get a hit in the second and came around to score. Enriquez's pitch is low. Ooh, low strike, 2-1. Maybe it's had me fooled. Inside, fastball, two balls, two strikes. Enriquez making his fifth appearance of the season. He's off to a good start, just one run and 8 1/3. He misses outside here. Three balls and a strike. Correction, full count. This is his fifth outing of the year, all out of the bullpen. Payoff pitch, Martinez not running. It's hit deep right field by Villalobos. Rincones Jr. going back, jumps up. This ball is off the wall. Villalobos didn't realize where it was. Martinez is getting stopped at third. Villalobos will go to second with the double. Wall ball double for Fernando Villalobos. Almost got it out. High wall in right field, and it scraped it out of the range of Rincones Jr. A double for Villalobos, and the Mets have second and third with nobody out in a tie game. With the wind blowing out to right, thought that might have a chance to get out. Conas probably thought without the wind he might be able to make the catch. So it's Blaine McIntosh. Blaine with an RBI triple to right last time up. Infield in at the corners, back in the middle for the Threshers. And this changeup is outside at 85. I think it almost slipped out of the hand of Enriquez. McIntosh fouls it straight back off the screen for strike one. Now Blaine's one of those players, he's not going to hit for a lot of power, but he will spray to all fields. Be a real nice part of a lefty's game. Always choking up on the bat. Enriquez, the 1-1, and McIntosh will take a strike on the corner. It's a good pitch. Not much McIntosh can do with that. 1-2. Breaking ball stays high. Good eye. McIntosh works it even. Two balls, two strikes. Enriquez, the 2-2. McIntosh will lay off. Good take. Stays away. Full count. Seems like a typical Blaine McIntosh at bat. Enriquez with the payoff pitch. And it's going to be ball four outside. Great eye by McIntosh. That was certainly closer than the previous pitch. I have to have faith in the ABS system to take that. Mets have loaded the bases with nobody out for the top of the lineup. Bottom of the order for both teams doing well. 2-2 ball game in the top of the fourth. There's Ryland Thomas. He's 1-for-2 with a single. An RBI and a strikeout. Enriquez's first pitch is laid in there. Outer half, strike one. Martinez on third. Villalobos on second. McIntosh on first. Enriquez, the 0-1 pitch. Outside. Ryland Thomas, he's another one. Just like McIntosh, he's going to stay patient. Takes the tough pitch off the plate. 1-1. Takes this one down and in. And Enriquez just can't seem to find the zone. And the Mets pitcher's not helping him out. 2-1. A tapper. That'll be played by the pitcher. First base is the play. Thomas is out. Yar Martinez is in, and the Mets have the lead back. It's 3-2 St. Lucie. I was thinking that maybe if the catcher, Ricketts, stays put at home plate, that the pitcher, Henriquez, may be able to get to that ball, shovel it home for the force there. But both pitcher and catcher went for the ball, so home plate was unoccupied. And Ricketts just got the out at first base. Barely did beat Ryland Thomas. So productive out for Thomas. He drives in a run and moves up the other runners as well. Here's Jeffrey De Los Santos, infield in. Henriquez's pitch is a strike on the outside corner. And go down in the books as an RBI 2-3 put out for Thomas. De Los Santos ground ball right to first base. And now the Mets have runners in between as Blaine McIntosh trying to get back to the second, and he will. Villalobos coming home, and he's going to be tagged out. Oh, the Mets were running themselves out of the inning, and then were going to get away with it, and then they run themselves out of the inning anyways. I'll recap it quickly. De Los Santos grounds the first. Castillo steps on first for the out. Then Blaine McIntosh, caught between second and third, somehow scampers back to second in time. While he beats the throw there, Villalobos tries to come home, and he's thrown out at the plate. McIntosh able to get back, but Villalobos, unfortunately for the Mets side, went. So the Mets load the bases with no outs, and all they do is get a ground out to take a 3-2 lead. Another big chance goes by the wayside. We'll go to the home fourth, the Mets leading by one.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
There's a lot happening in this game, folks, and it's only the bottom of the fourth. Mets lead it 3-2. It's a wild one so far. First pitch from Orellana is a ball. Second pitch is a ball as well to Otto Kemp. He struck out in the second. Mets 3, Threshers 2. Mets out hitting the Threshers 7-3, each team with an error. This ball golfed deep left field by Kemp. McIntosh on the run. He will look up, and this ball is gone. Kemp ties the game with the leadoff home run for the Threshers. Into the left center field berm. It's only the fifth home run allowed by the Mets this year. Now all five are solo shots. Have had chances, haven't they, to take the lead, expand the lead, and they just find themselves tied once again. Orellana will try to shake it off, and VR Byers coming up. First pitch to Byers is a strike. Pitch from my Orellana was a fastball. It was about knee high, a little bit above. This curveball dropped in for a strike. Kemp hit it 105 miles per hour off the bat. Launch angle 28 degrees. went 416 feet. Hard ground ball, diving attempt by Villavicencio. It's by him into right field. Byers with the single, and now the go-ahead run is on base. Apparently the only ballpark in Major League Baseball that would not have been a home run in is Coors Field. Here's Rincon. He squares the bunt, retracts, and takes a strike. Rincon singled and scored in the second. Looking in the bullpen, I don't see anybody warming up for the Mets. Unique bullpen situation here at BayCare Ballpark. As Orellana delivers a bunt and has rolled foul. Just kind of a jabby push by Rincon. Nothing in two. It's the double-decker bullpen. It's located beyond the wall in left center. The two teams, you know, sit next to each other but walled off. Thresher's bullpen's on top, the Mets on the bottom. I believe they have the same configuration up in Philadelphia. Throw over to first, checking in on Byers. He is safe. And now the Mets will get somebody loose. Brian Gursky, the lefty. Orellana struggling a bit today. Came out of the gates hot. The Threshers have cooled them off. Curveball is outside. First two innings for Orellana. One hit, no runs, four strikeouts. With a couple of runs last inning, an error, a walk, wild pitch. He's given up a homer and a single this inning without recording an out. Although this curveball, just missed. Villalobos popped up, ready to fire that one back to his pitcher. That's one where an umpire might call it a strike on a challenge night, and you hope the batter doesn't challenge. Rihanna will throw to first again, checking in on Byers, who is safe. And that's two disengagements. Byers and Martinez are going at it now, as Martinez is talking to Byers. They're still chatting, just the two of them. Here come the umpires. Gilbert Gomez is coming out. The first base coach is there for Clearwater. So Martinez and Byers engaging in a not-so-nice chat, and I think they're going to play nice now. All right, yep. Martinez with a pat on the leg. But the ball came flying out of Martinez's mitt, and Martinez looked at Byers like, what are you doing? And then Martinez dropped his glove, and they were getting toe-to-toe. And just like that, back to normal. Byers has a huge lead now after already two disengagements. He might be running. He is going to run. Orellana holding as long as he can. Pitch comes home, fouled back. Byers did not take off. Look, these two teams, as I told you a couple innings ago, they were going at it with their opponents last week. Threshers much more than the Mets. We don't need to start in inning number four of a six-game series. Breaking ball is hit deep left field by Rincon. McIntosh backing up just short of the track will make the catch in deep left. Rincon is retired. Byers back to first. And now he and Martinez can continue the dance as the disengagement is reset to zero. You know what's good, though, is those two were jabbering at each other, and it was just them. The benches stayed put. The bullpen stayed put. The first base coach for Clearwater got involved, and then Gilbert got involved, and that was it. So nobody more needed. Pitches inside to Brito, a curveball. Maybe Brito's in the dugout thinking, not again. He's in the on-deck circle. Do we really need to go through this again? The spat Sunday in Tampa. Well, Brito socks one into center field. Ryland Thomas, moving to his left, will make the catch for out number two. So after a home run and a sharp single from the first two batters, Orellana is closing in on putting a into the fourth inning, trying to get out of it with the game tied. Ricardo Rosario, the hitter, 0 for 2. This is third time through the lineup now. You have to figure with Gursky getting close to being ready. Orellana could be seeing his last batter. Gursky has stopped throwing now. And this is Orellana's inning to finish, it would appear. Fastball skipped in. Good stop by Villalobos. Now, the velocity has held steady. It's been 94-95 with the fastball from the start. Orellana over 70 pitches now, so this is looking to be like his last inning. Hard to imagine he gets a fifth. Slider stays high. He's falling behind 2-1. Rosario a strikeout and a flyout. Fastball, he did not check his swing, went around. Fastball down and away, not close to the strike zone. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, runner on first, 3-3 game in the fourth. Orellana holding the ball in his glove up high near his ear. Delivers the pitch, breaking ball, and that one's hit out towards center. Ryland Thomas spies another, makes the grab, and ends the inning. Good bounce back to that fourth inning for Orellana after giving up a home run and a single to start. Gets the next three. We will go to the fifth, all tied up, 3-3 in Clearwater. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network on a Tuesday night.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right, pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Get ready to start the fifth. Let's check in on elsewhere in the Florida State League. All the FSL teams starting a brand new series tonight. Lakeland and Palm Beach got underway a tad late due to rain in the middle of the state. Lakeland leads 7-2 in the fifth. That's good news. Mets will always root for the West team to beat the East team. Jupiter is beating Tampa 2-0 in the sixth inning. At Roger Dean, no score between Bradenton and Dunedin in the sixth inning in Dunedin. And Daytona's up 4-1 at home against Fort Myers in the fifth. So the West versus East games, East is currently leading two of the three others. Jet Williams takes the ball up. Jupiter and Palm Beach enter today 8-7 tied for first. Daytona 2 back, Mets 3 back. Despite that 5-10 record, the Mets really have not suffered in the standings. Williams takes another. So it's 2-0 as we open the top of the fifth inning. John Henriquez got out of big trouble last inning in his first inning of work. Pumps in a strike here to Jet Williams. Jets having a good day. 2-4-2. Raises average to 245. Henriquez's pitch outside for ball three. And Mets loaded the bases with no outs against Henriquez, and all they got out of it was a ground ball RBI. Ground out RBI. Williams takes a big cut and fouls it away. And, of course, they paid the price for that. The first batter of the home third inning, the Otto Kemp home run. Mets were up 2-0 early. Thought they were going to go up 3-0. Here they are, 3-3, right in the thick of it again. 3-2 pitch, and Williams will take ball four. On for the third time. Jett in that game middle last week against Lakeland when he got on 4-5 times. He's raising the on-base percentage again. He entered with the 439 OBP. That was eighth in the league. For that 4-5 on-base game against Lakeland mid-game last week, he was top two. Big swing by Reimer, but he flies it to right field. And it's caught by Rinconis Jr. Reimer really loaded up for that swing and just didn't get good wood. Shallow fly out down the line. One away. And Perozzo back up. Perozzo 0-2 with the fly out and a pop out. Williams, a stolen base last time up. Here's a ground ball to the first base of Castillo. Throws to second to get Williams after stepping on first, and it's a double play. Castillo, great defensive play at first base for the second straight inning. Fielded the high bouncer, stepped on first, threw to second base, and the tag by Rincon gets down on Williams to complete the 3-6 double play. Now that will erase the leadoff walk. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. At the halfway point in game one of the series, Mets and Threshers tied at 3.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Brian Gursky is the new pitcher for the Mets in the home fifth. And a bunt is dropped down foul by Justin Crawford. This is the third time now that a Thresher has tried to drop down a bunt on the Mets. Talked about it early in the broadcast that the Threshers were a speedy team. A lot of stolen bases, but no stolen bases yet today. This ball's fouled back, but they want to keep the Mets honest. He's going to draw on Reimer at third, and the second pitch is fouled back by Crawford. So Gursky takes over for Yana. He should have some favorable matchups. A lot of lefties in this Threshers lineup. There's a pitch that spiked. Remember, there was that stretch against Daytona to start the year where any Mets lefty pitcher who came in had no success against left-handed batters. I think that's an anomaly. 1-2 to Crawford. He's reached twice today, and he will shoot one foul into his own dugout. Good one-handed play there by a bench guy. Allgaier is a reliever, so I guess he's not pitching today. He must be a starter, actually. The 1-2 from Gursky. It's chopped other way. This is going to be hard. Williams will pick up, though, to first, and that's offline. Yero Martinez gets a glove on it, tracks it down. It'll be a base hit for Crawford. He will stay at first. Williams, no hope to make that play. As a matter of fact, he was better off putting it in his pocket. I know he's had some throwing troubles. That one was way off target, and the Mets fortunate that Martinez was able to knock it down somewhat to keep Crawford from taking the turn up to second. So it'll be an infield hit. And Gursky comes in, gets ahead of the lefty with two strikes, but can't finish him. He gets another lefty in Ricketts. He's one for two with an RBI hit. First pitch is a ball outside. It's 3-3. Bottom of the fifth. Mets scored two in the second. Threshers two in the third. Each team with a run in the fourth. Mets have seemingly had the better chances today. Some wobbly moments in the field, on the mound, and at the plate. Pitches outside by Gursky, 2-0 on this lefty. You got another lefty in Rinconis to follow. Fastball, strike. On the way, Villalobos caught it, reaching back and swiping at it. Not if you're led to believe it's a strike, but once again, the computerized strike zone does not care how the catcher frames it. 2-1 pitch. Runner goes. Pitches the ball. Villalobos throws to second. It's going to be late. Didn't have a good grip on it. Stolen base for Crawford. And it's ball three on Ricketts. Now there goes the running game of the Threshers. They've stolen 34 bases entering the day. Caught 14 times. So that's not a great percentage of successful steals, but it certainly means they're active. 3-1 pitch to Gursky. It's way outside, and he has let the first two lefties on. Infield single and a walk. So this favorable matchup is not for the Mets. Gursky in danger now. Well, he's going to get another crack at it in Rinconis Jr., and then another crack at it in Castillo behind him. All these lefties. Perfect world. Gursky gets the three lefties this inning and could open the next inning with a lefty. And that's going to be out the window. Now Rinconis, 0-2. The strikeout in an infield fly. This pitch nowhere close. And Gursky just been pitching away, away, away to these lefties. He's not coming in and attacking. Pitch nowhere close. It's down and away. This is the sixth game for Gursky. Could really use a good, clean appearance as this pitch misses low for ball three. Just can't buy a strike. And a good one last time out against Lakeland, inning in a third. No hits, no runs, no walks, two strikeouts. Hoping to build off of that. It's a struggle right now. 3-0 pitch. Missed for ball four. On appeal, did not swing. That's a four-pitch walk. Back-to-back walks to lefty hitters from a lefty pitcher. All three lefties he has faced have reached. No outs. Bases loaded. Mets in trouble here. Tied at 3 in the fifth. Another lefty in Chad Castillo coming up. He has struck out and grounded out. Mets defense going to play back, hoping for a double play. Breaking ball, tapper back to Gursky. He will come home with it, throws it away. One run will score. Here comes another to the plate. Safe again. And it's a disaster on the mound for Brian Gursky. Hit, two walks, and then his own throwing error on an easy play at home plate that would have forced out Crawford and kept the game tied at three. Instead, he throws wildly to the backstop. Crawford scores. Ricketts scores. Rinconis goes to third. Castillo up to second. 5-3, Clearwater. Still nobody out in the bottom of the fifth. Make that 4 out of 4 lefty batters reaching base against Gursky. A hit, two walks, and his own error. And he spikes one a foot in front of home plate to the first righty he faces in Otto Kemp. So that's the second throwing error of the game on a Mets pitcher. Cannot field his position. Mets defense has been awful the last few games. Last five, six games now. Three errors, four errors, three errors, two errors, and today two errors. They have sunk from middle of the pack in defense in the league to dead last. And they're getting further away from second to last. Now Kemp takes a pitch. It's 2-1 now. Kemp homered his last time up. Slices one foul here. That's into the sweet level. Gilbert Gomez telling the team before the game, throw strikes, take care of the baseball. And it's not happened this inning. And it's led to the loss of the tie. And Clearwater hoping to at least get two more. Two in scoring position and nobody out. There's a crack to deep right that's going to slice foul. Stays 2-2. Gursky desperately looking for the first out of the inning, trying to prevent a run from scoring. The infield is in. Another ball fouled back. Kemp won't go away easily. Final line for Orellana, by the way. Four innings, five hits, three runs, two earned, a walk and four strikeouts. Through 74 pitches, 47 strikes, was dominant the first two innings. Had a very nice finish, but did have a tough stretch there in the third and start of the fourth. Breaking ball is lofted into center field. Ryland Thomas makes another catch. Should be deep enough as Rinconis Jr. will trot home and score. Third run of the inning. And the Threshers have doubled up the Mets at 6-3 Clearwater. At that stage, the Mets and Gursky needed an out badly. So they get it. Castillo stays put on second. One down and another lefty in Vyers. Fires a pop out and a single. He will swing late at a fastball, and that's the pitch that Gursky was looking for to the lefties. Hard fastball, outer half. The one pitch, ground ball up the middle. Vivasencio cuts it off, the jump throw. No, he loses the handle on it. It'll be an infield hit for Vyers. He was trying for that great jump up spin and throw, and as he pulled the ball out of his glove, it just flew out into shallow center. But by stopping that ball up the middle, he keeps Castillo from scoring. Castillo goes from second to third. Another infield hit, the second of the inning. Makes it all five lefties in the inning have reached base against the lefty pitcher. We had that streak against Daytona where it was 8 out of 8. There's a switch hitting Rincon, batting right-handed. He looks like he maybe should be batting left-handed as he gives a half-hearted 60% swing on the breaking ball. Mets infield playing back, hoping for the double play. This pitch is a strike on the inside corner. And first and third. With one out. So that's the play. There's a swing and a miss. And that is strike three. So no double play. Strikeout works just as well. keeps that runner at third base. And now if you're looking for silver linings in the inning, two runs in, second and third, one out. Gursky trying to limit to just the one more run. As Brito comes up, a walk and a fly out for him, and he takes the ball outside. Pitch is grounded out towards Williams. He will get to it. Backhand shuffle to second. Vivasencio there for the force. Good job by Jet Williams. Speeding up the middle into the pie slice to get the force out at second base. It was a better finish than the start to the inning for Gursky, but the lefties do damage against him. He hurts himself with the walks and the throwing error. Three score for the Threshers. They have a 6-3 lead through five. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Here's a ground ball, deflects off the pitcher, back to second, and the throw is good from Brito, and that retires Villavicencio. Well, the first pitch swinging, Villavicencio hits it up the middle. I think that hit off the pitcher. It either hit off the pitcher's foot or just missed, and it popped up out near second. And Brito is able to make the play. That's a tough break for Villavicencio. If he hits that over the mound or by the pitcher, it's a base hit. Well, the Mets just don't get that many breaks. When you're 5-10, the breaks seem to go to the other team. Even a hard hit by Villavicencio is an out. Meanwhile, you have those two dribblers for Clearwater right back to the pitcher. Then turned into errors for three runs. It's a cruel game, baseball. What is Henriquez pitching for his third inning? He's got one out now. And Yarel Martinez up. Martinez still hitless, but did draw a walk and score last time up. Martinez hits this one deep, but foul. He probably saw the short wall and the wind blowing out to right field. If he can turn on one. Get it out. He goes the other way. And that's going to be right to the chest of Rosario. That was a line shot by Martinez. And Rosario played it perfect. So two quick outs on two hard hit balls. What can you do? And up comes Villalobos. Interesting, Villalobos, the last Met to get a hit. Remember, the Mets had six hits in the first 12 batters, rather, as this pitch is a ball. But now Villalobos hit that double to make it second and third with nobody out. And Mets offense has gone cold since Villalobos' fouls went away. Not one of the turning points in the game. Bases loaded, no outs for the Mets. They get a run on a ground out. Nothing more. Now the two pitcher throwing errors. This ball fouled away. Still ways to go in this one, but it feels like a familiar sight for the Mets. Incompetitive in these games early, but then some mistakes crop up in the middle innings, and they just can't seem to overcome those. Villalobos cuts on it, foul tips in the mitt for strike three, and that's the best inning yet for John Henriquez. It's the Mets 1-2-3. Quickly, we'll go to the home six. Gursky, not much of a breather, going back out for more work.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Bottom of the sixth, Gursky will face the top of the order. So eight batters face Gursky in the fifth. Ricardo Rosario, the only man not to face him, will lead off the sixth. First pitch, a breaking ball high. Gursky that last inning, 29 pitches, 17 strikes. A couple of hits, three runs, two earned. A couple of walks and a strikeout. Pitches high. So there have been six runs scored by the Threshers tonight, four earned. But the two unearned were because of throwing errors by the pitchers. I always thought there should be like a special category. Or if you're the pitcher making an error, I don't know if it should be an earned run. But since it's your own doing, should there be something acknowledging that? So it doesn't hurt the whole team ERA or defense. Anyways. Pitches a ball outside. It's 3-1 on Rosario. So we're going to have those four straight lefties coming up after Rosario gets through. And he will take a walk. So another free pass, the third issued, and nine batters by Gursky. Here comes Crawford, who looked to bunt early in his last at-bat. And now with the 6-3 lead, a runner on first mid-game. I would not be surprised if he tried to drop down a bunt. Jacob Reimer thinks the same thing. He's coming in at third base. Big lead for Rosario. He's going to square to bunt. Pushes it to Reimer. He could go to second. He will go to first. Bad throw, and it gets by Martinez. Villavicencio out to chase all the way by the tarp. Rosario is going to be stopped at third. Here comes the throw to third base. Nice catch by Reimer. Both Williams and Reimer were covering third. Second was unoccupied. Ryland Thomas actually came in to cover second. A near disaster on the left side of the infield. It was already a bad play on the right side. Boy, that was a push bunt by Crawford. And Reimer, I don't think he knew it. He could have gone to second. That's how fast that bunt got out to him. Instead, he looked just to first and threw it away. So it's another error for the Mets. That's their third three-error game in their last four. And Second and third, no outs. Infield is in. Well, I think that's going to be an error straight up and not a hit and an error. Check on that momentarily. I haven't posted anything on the board. Here's the ground ball, base hit in the right field by the lefty Ricketts. It's going to chase in two runs. Throw to second base. It's a double for Ricketts. Ricardo scores. Crawford right behind him. Ricketts into second with a two-run double, and the Threshers are starting to pull away. It's 8-3. Well, it went down as a hit for Crawford on the push bunt. And now the double by Ricketts. So looking back on it now, that's now seven lefties in a row that Gursky has faced that have reached. So we're approaching that eight in a row Daytona stat that we thought was really unfathomable back in the opening weekend. Now Dan McKinney out for a quick visit. Now that's one where Yero Martinez playing in at first base because of second and third, no outs. If he's playing back, he'd have a decent shot at stopping that ball, but it was hooked by him quickly. A two-run double. Looks like those runs will be earned. Here's a fly ball by Rincones Jr. Deep to center. Ryland Thomas in the lights makes the catch. Here comes an aggressive tag by Ricketts. He's safely into third. Nearly slipped off the bag, but he holds it. And there it is. Finally an out recorded against the lefty hitter. One away. And Chad Castillo, another lefty. He reached on the throwing error. That was the turning point, really, for this game. The bases loaded, no outs. Comebacker Gursky rushed it, threw it away. Two runs scored, as opposed to being an out at home, tie game, bases reloaded. Who knows where it goes from there. First pitch is a strike. Infield in now again with one out and a runner at third. Threshers lead it 8-3. This pitch is popped up foul. That's going to maybe land in the seats. It will. And duck for cover down there. It's one of those stadiums where there's more people in the outfield seats and in the left field seats than there are in the seating bowl behind home plate, given that the concession stands and the $1 berm seats are out and left. Pitch is high. They have a tiki bar here, Frenchie's, very famous tiki bar here. Big one out beyond left field, and all the seats in front of it are drink rail seats. They're all packed to the gills down there. There's a swing and a miss, and Castillo strikes out. So the tide turning in this lefty-lefty matchup. Skirsky gets two in a row. Infield can back up now as Ricketts stands at third base and Otto Kemp at the plate. He's driven in two today on a sack fly and a homer, and he will take a ball low. Mets led 2-0, but the Threshers have scored 8 of the last 9 runs in the game. Pitch, late swing and a miss by Kemp. The Mets led 2-0 and then briefly 3-2. The Threshers really putting the pressure on the Mets and the defense. There's the ball fouled away. You know, you have to wonder how much the speed has affected the Mets defense negatively. Orellana rushing to pick up a bare hand ball with Crawford running. Reimer rushing a throw with Crawford running. And the tapper back to Gursky. Bases loaded. Runner bearing down on home. He rushed a throw. There's a breaking ball for a called third strike. And for the second straight inning, Brian Gursky ends with a flurry. problem was that the Threshers just jumped on him out of the gate again. But a strikeout, two strikeouts, back-to-back will end the sixth inning. Two more runs score, go to the seventh. Threshers 8, Mets 3, game one of a six-game series in Clearwater.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Andrew Walling is the new pitcher for the Threshers, and he's going to get to face a lot of lefties. As we begin the seventh inning, Threshers up by five. Time is called as we have a T-shirt toss. Out in left field by Frenchies, and one of those T-shirts didn't make it. It's on the field. So they pick it up as we pick it up here in the seventh. Blaine McIntosh takes a strike from Walling. So you'll have McIntosh, then back to the top, and Thomas and De Los Santos, three straight lefties for Walling to face. Maybe the Mets can return the favor. Here's a ground ball by McIntosh right to the second baseman. Brito throws to first. Close play. Boy, Blaine does not give up. Runs all the way through the base, out by a step on a very routine play. Love the hustle. Well, that is now six straight Mets retired. Includes a double play ball. Back to the top in Thomas, and he takes the ball. Last time he was up, he gave the Mets the lead. The ground out. Wasn't the sure big hit he was hoping for, but still productive out. Game has changed. Pitch is fouled away. Let's tip the cap to Henriquez, who's in line for the win. Three innings, one hit, one run. He walked three, struck out one. Got better as the game went on. But, Mets had the bases loaded against him with nobody out, and he did not fold. That could have got away from him. Who knows how this game would have changed if the Mets had gotten a couple of big hits off him after that. He survived and thrived. Thomas spoils one foul at 85. Stays 1-2. Sun is about set. Lights are on here at Baycare Ballpark. Just a gorgeous night for a game. Big crowd. Maybe the biggest road crowd of the season for the Mets. This pitch is inside for a ball. Might be the biggest crowd of any Mets game this season. Now we had 2,300 people on Saturday for Marvel Superhero Night at Clover Park. It's always tough to tell here at Baycare Ballpark. This ball is fouled back again just because the way the radio booths are, it's almost along the third base line. You can't get a great view down to the left field stands. That's where a lot of people are congregating. Thomas takes one out, and he's worked it full. But I'd expect good crowds most of this series as long as the weather cooperates. I know school's still in, but they do a great job drawing at this ballpark. A lot of these specials employees have been around a long time. They know the market. U.S. Highway 19 runs right along the ballpark. The ballpark's basically a walking billboard, advertises itself. Just a great setup they have here in Clearwater all around. Thomas takes ball four high. That's a great at-bat by him. A couple of strikes on him early. Fouls some away. Takes some close ones, and then the ball four was nowhere near the strike zone. So a one-out walk. First base runner since Jet Williams drew a walk in the fifth. Brings up Jeffrey De Los Santos, who's 0 for 3 with three groundouts. Those favorable wind conditions out to right field have kind of died down now that the sun is set, but De Los Santos, if he could elevate one, we know he has the power. He swings and misses at the curveball for strike one. Walling, one on and one out. Throws a pitch down low. Walling, a 23-year-old from Longview, Washington, to Mississippi State, signed as a minor league free agent after the draft last year. Swing and a miss on the slider. 82. Mississippi State, a couple years ago, won the College World Series, so he's a part of that team. His last year was Ole Miss's turn. One-two pitch. Called third strike on the corner. And the ABS system rings up De Los Santos for out number two. The automated strike zone has gotten the Mets a few times today. It's the 1-2-3 fourth time caught looking. Here's Jet Williams. He has not been retired. A bright spot for St. Lucie tonight. Two hits and a walk. Mets trailing 8-3, two outs in the seventh. And Wallings pitches up high. Breaking ball for a strike. You know, this is a ballpark in a series where Jet Williams might be able to pad his power stats. It's friendly to right-handed hitters, too, if they can turn. And Williams drives the ball in the left field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Aggressive running by Ryland Thomas. Ball gets away to the wall. Ryland Thomas is going to be waved in. He's going to score standing up. Now, what happened in left field with Rosario and Crawford? Rosario, I think, took a bad angle to it. Looked like he was going to get it deep left center, and it just got by him to the wall. So Williams will likely get a double out of that and an RBI, and it's 8-4. How about Jet Williams on base four times, 3 for 3, his first three-hit game? I don't know if they're going to call that a double or not, but if it's not, it's going to be a hit and an error either way. He's going to get that hit. Reimer's up. Williams on second, two outs, a chance for another RBI hit. Mets have been good in this situation the last couple of days with the two-out hits. Reimer swings and misses at the breaking ball. They did give Reimer, or rather Williams, a double there. And we'll have a mound visit. Ricketts out to talk to Walling. Last pitch was a good one with the swing and a miss, but maybe not what Ricketts was intending to receive. Well, that is mound visit number one of this game for Clearwater. You have six left. Actually, I think you have nine in this level. Either way, it's not an issue. Might be seven. Same pitch and same result. Reimer swings over the top of the hard breaking ball. Slider at 86. Reimer tonight, 1 for 3, a single back in the first. Williams trying to steal third. Here's the throw. Eld. Spoke too soon. There's no throw. Well, Jet Williams has stolen two bases tonight. Came in with three steals and four times caught. So he's having his best game with the hits and now the best game stealing bases. Reimer took that pitch up high. It's one and two. And he golfs one deep to third. That's a fair ball. Stopped by Kemp. Here's the throw to first. Reimer beats it out. Wow, the fact that that was even a play was impressive by Kemp. Reimer will take the infield hit and the RBI. It's 8-5. I mean, that ball looked like it was heading down the line for a double into the corner. Kemp stopped it, and then his whole body was in foul ground in the grass, and he one-hopped a strike to Castillo, and Reimer just did leg through it. Swing and a miss by Perozzo. So two runs in the inning for the Mets. That's, again, the two-out hits, the drive-in runs. Four of those Sunday, four more today. Perozzo wants to keep it going, takes a strike. So if nothing else, the Mets giving themselves a chance at a comeback here. And scratching off two runs in the seventh. Reimer trying to steal. Ball is fouled away. He'll have to go back. So the two high school draft picks by the Mets coming to play today. Reimer made an error in the field, but at the plate, two hits, an RBI. Jet Williams, 3-for-3, two stolen bases. And Perozzo chases way out of the zone, strikes out in the dirt, throw down to first by Ricketts, completes the strikeout, and the inning is over. But the Mets inch closer. They get a couple back in the top of the seventh. Kids in the middle of it. 8-5, Threshers at the stretch.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucimets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
A new pitcher on the mound for the Mets in the home seventh. It's Miguel Alfonseca. Feels like it's been a long time since we've seen Miguel. I'll look that up real quick. A lot going on between innings. Bear with me. Fires the batter and swings and misses at a fastball. Strike one. So the Mets down 8-3, get two runs back in the top of the seventh. Alfonseca trying to hold the line here against the bottom of the order. And he gets a swing and a miss on the changeup. Alfonseca was fourth on last year's team. And games appeared in by the pitching staff. This ball is fouled away. He broke camp with that team last year. And I've said it before, that team that broke camp last year was really good. I mean, really good. They won the first half easily. And then all those guys eventually got promoted. But they might have if they stuck together, they weren't promoted, which is, of course, not the name of the game in the minors, they might have pushed for 90 wins. So for Miguel to break camp with that team was pretty impressive. Now, he didn't stick. Didn't pitch well enough to stay. But he did come back. And he's one of the guys who can help stabilize this bullpen. Last pitched April 20th. So a couple of games into the Lakeland series. Gets the swing and the miss on the wipeout slider. Beyer thought it might have been in the dirt. It was not. So he strikes out. Beyer's retired. He's now 2-for-4. And Rincon coming up. Not been a great season so far for Miguel stat-wise. 4 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs. A walk, 2 at-bats, and 2 strikeouts. Here's Rincon. He takes one low. Ogurski, 2 innings, 3 hits, 5 runs, 3 earned. 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. Tough night for Gursky against all those lefties. This pitch is hot. You know, if you pitch in game one of a series, 6-game series, there's a chance you're pitching again. So maybe Gursky gets another chance against the Threshers later in the week. Also, you know, Clearwater's in Port St. Lucie in about a month. These two teams will see each other again and figure the rosters will look pretty much the same. Could be some changes here and there, but not wholesale changes. Pitch misses for ball 4. 4-pitch walk to Rincon. Take his base, and that'll bring up Brito. This game, 1 of 6 tomorrow. 6:30 game. I believe they're all 6:30 until Sunday at noon. That is accurate, according to my schedule. They'll all be on the St. Lucie Mets radio network. Expecting good weather this week. This ball fouled away. You know, at the start of this game, I didn't mention this, at the start of this game, a spider dropped down from the window, the open window, and the spider started to spin a web, and I just let him do it, and he has spun the most beautiful web, and he's just chilling right in front of me right now. Pop up, shallow right center field, this is big trouble, it's going to land foul, Via Vicencio makes the play. Oh my, Kevin Villavicencio, outstanding. Full speed into foul territory. Throws out the glove, underhand, last second, and snags it for out number 2. Just a tremendous effort. That was in no man's land. The good news for the Mets is it was going to drop in foul. Villavicencio makes the play. Best play of the night for either team. 2 down. Back to the top and Ricardo Rosario. I'm surprised that it did not get more of a reaction from the crowd. Now, granted, that's about where he caught it, the furthest away from the main portion of the crowd, which, is, again, is in deep left field. Runner goes, pitches the ball. Fernando's throw to second base trickles into center field. It'll be a stolen base for Rincon. He holds there. Stolen base, no error. Threshers again entered the day with 34 stolen bases and 48 attempts in 15 games. It's only their second steal tonight. Juan Fonseca can make it a moot point by getting Ricardo out, Ricardo Rosario out. Here's a fly into left center field. Long run for Ryland Thomas. He gets there. 2 great plays by the Mets in the air. Keep the Threshers from scoring in the 7th, giving the Mets a chance as they move to the last portion of the game. 8-3 Clearwater. Mets coming to bat in the top of the eighth when we return on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
New pitch for Lakeland. See, that's one of the things about these six-game series. You get so used to calling one team when you make and have a new series, you forget. It's Clearwater, and it's Jack Dallas, and he will throw a strike to Kevin Villavicencio. Eighth inning, Mets down 3, doing what they normally do, hanging around. As Villavicencio shoots one right side, and that's a base hit. Villavicencio, great play in the field, and now he picks up his first hit of the night.
First
Mets up to 10 hits in the game. They need the big game-breaking hit. And here is Martinez, 0 for 2 today, the walk and a run. Jack Dallas from Beaumont, Texas. I guess if you have a last name Dallas, you've got to be from Texas, right? Signed as a minor league free agent after the draft last year. Taking over for Andrew Walling. Pitches outside. Dallas went to Lamar, which is also in Texas. Now the Phillies don't have a Texas-affiliated team. Check swing Martinez definitely went around on appeal. Nope, umpire called it right there. Tyler Green at the plate. Now, Threshers, they Philly, they go from, what, Clearwater to Jersey Shore. That's the high A. Reading, Pennsylvania, Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, and then Philadelphia. There's a called strike. So they're kind of like the Mets, where they start him in Florida, and then quickly as they send him up the levels, it's all close to the major league team. Martinez rolls one over foul. Some symmetry. Brooklyn is actually playing Jersey Shore tonight, so you got Mets versus Phillies here, and then Mets versus Phillies at high A. Double A, it's Mets versus Guardians, AAA, Mets versus Tigers. I'll give you those scores momentarily. Martinez strikes out, swinging on the high fastball. Poor guy just cannot buy a hit. Still 0 for on the season. You know, he came over at the expense of Luis Castillo. And while Castillo wasn't hitting the ball a ton, certainly more productive than Martinez, but the Mets wanted Martinez here instead. One out, Villalobos up. get to that point in the game now where outs are becoming scarce. That's down to five. They're down by three runs. Villalobos pops one foul. Fernando having his best game offensively. 2-for-3 with a double, a single, and a run. All right, Jersey Shore is beating Brooklyn 7-4 in the ninth. Binghamton beat Akron 7-5. That was an 11 a.m. game. I'm wondering how the first game of a series coming off an off day is 11 a.m. How did they get that to pass? I guess Akron would have had to show up yesterday. Syracuse at Toledo in AAA action. That game was postponed. Seems like Syracuse has had a lot of postponements this year. Rough weather up north and in Ohio. And the Big Mets are trailing Washington 2-0 in the bottom of the fifth. I'm sure that's going over well with Mets Twitter. One, two pitch to Villalobos, and he will take low. That's a great eye on the changeup. That's one batter away from bringing the tying run to the plate. Dallas's 2-2 pitch is outside corner for strike three. And that's caught for the fifth time looking. Not quite seeing the ABS strike zone tonight. So back-to-back strikeouts for Jack Dallas after the Villavicencio single. And it will bring up Blaine McIntosh, who is 1-for-2 with a triple, walk, run, and RBI. Trying to get on for the top of the order. And this is popped up by McIntosh to third. Kemp underneath in foul ground makes the play and ends the inning. The Mets can't do much with the Villavicencio leadoff single. Top of the eighth is complete. Threshers will head to the bottom half of the inning with an 8-5 lead looking for some insurance.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Miguel Alfonseca will handle the bottom of the eighth inning, trying to hold the score where it is. He did it in the seventh. He's back for more in the eighth. Justin Crawford, Caleb Ricketts, Gabriel Rinconis Jr. This is a tough part of the order. Burying the Mets all night. First pitch is inside. Here we have Crawford, who has reached base all four times. 19-year-old first-round pick by Philadelphia, looking very good. He's reached on a double, an error, and two infield singles, so his speed has just been dynamic. He bounces one to Villavicencio, chest high. Villavicencio throws to first. That was close, but he made the play. And he's just not giving the Mets any time. Villavicencio, very calm and cool and collected for 19 years old himself, makes the effort and the play. Here's Caleb Ricketts. He's been on 4-5 times. 3-2 three out of four, rather. Last three times up, RBI single, walk, two-run double. Alfonseca's pitch is a ball. Reminder, fans, that the auction from Saturday's jerseys, the Marvel Superhero Night Black Panther jerseys, will run through midnight the 27th. And you still have a few days. StLucieMets.com/auction. See, the 27th is Thursday, so that's NFL draft night. The players did sign those jerseys today on their way out to the bus. So not only are they game-worn, they are autographed. And you can bid on those now, starting at just $75. It's really not that much when you think about it. For a game-worn jersey that's really neat, autographed, $75 is nothing. Plus, it goes to a great charity in Voices for Children. We're going to have two special jerseys next week. May 4th, Star Wars Night, the Mandalorian jersey. And then another jersey on Saturday. This ball is shot deep left field by Ricketts. It's going to get out of play. McIntosh runs out of room. Treasure Coast Hospice Night. Supporting Treasure Coast Hospice Saturday. That'll be like a told the teal greenish jersey, much like the Donate Life Night jersey from April 8th. Star Wars ones are really cool. You got Mandalorian and Grogu, and Baby Yoda on the front. Can't go wrong with Baby Yoda, right? 3-2 pitch, and it's fouled back. Off the wall of the press box. Hi-yo. I don't know if a ball can get in this booth. I don't think so, but that doesn't mean I'm not mentally prepared for it. Big bouncing chopper to Williams. He's got to wait on the bounce. Sets for the throw. Stretched by Martinez. Out at first is Ricketts. A lower throw by Jet Williams, although I'm sure he'll tell you it's still a tad high, but you got big 6'4" Martinez over there. Jet had to wait on the big hop. Looked like he wanted to charge initially, but could not get there. So wait on the hop, make a good throw, which he did. Two up, two down. Alfonseca aiming for two scoreless innings to keep the Mets in range. They trail 8-5. Gabriel Rincones Jr. is up. He is 1-for-3 with a single, 0-for-3 with a walk, rather, and a run. He will foul one away left side. Mets haven't had a 1-2-3 inning since Orellana turned one in the second. So Alfonseca trying to face just one over the minimum in two scoreless innings. Would be his best outing of the year. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss on the high fastball. 95. Lobos wants it outside. The 1-2 comes up and in. Two balls, two strikes. Mets in the ninth will have the top of the order. Thomas, De Los Santos, and Williams. 2-2 pitch outside for ball three. Full count. Payoff pitch, and it's shot into right center field. No one's going to get this one. One hops off the wall. Picking it up is De Los Santos. He gets it to the infield. It's a stand-up double for Rincones Jr. He was all over it. A 3-2 pitch. Throw it in there. Nobody on base. Make him get the hit, earn it. Rincones did. So out base runner for Castillo, he's working on an 0-for-4 night. It was his number out in front of home plate towards the mound that changed the game in the fifth. Bases loaded tie game, fielded by Gursky and thrown away for a two-run error. So just because he didn't get a hit doesn't mean he has not had an impactful night. First pitch is outside. Alfonseca set. Looks back at Rincones Jr. This pitch is grounded to first. Martinez down to one knee, fields it. That took a tricky hop. Runs to the base himself, three unassisted. Castillo retired. He's 0 for 5. And two scoreless innings turned in by Alfonseca. Gives the Mets a chance. They'll go to the ninth, trailing 8-5. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Mets down 8-5, another game that's definitely not a blowout, but the Mets are right there in. Just have not made the critical plays tonight. They have one last gasp here. A hitter-friendly ballpark, top of the lineup batting to change their fortunes in this series opener. Down 8-5. Offense has had a pretty decent night. 5 runs, 10 hits. They've left some guys out there. Rylan Thomas, first pitch. He fouls it back, and that one right off the roof again. Not too far from this radio booth. Second pitch is hit into left field out towards Rosario. He's underneath it. He will make the catch, and that retires Thomas. Well, we have a new pitcher on the mound. Orion Kirkering, Huntington Beach, California. He was just throwing 99 miles an hour. So Thresher's not messing around here in game one of the series. They're bringing in the big gun to try to close this game out. It is a save situation for Kirkering. And he goes off speed at 88 to De Los Santos for strike one. And then a fastball low. 4-2. So one inning and done for Jack Dallas. Worked around a leadoff single, got the next three. Late fastball swing. Again at 99 for Kirkering. And the 99 guys just don't fall off trees. Fastball fouled away. Another one at 99. Can imagine it's fouled away opposite fields. One-two pitch. Fouled away. And a slider, 88. Kirkering, fifth round pick out of South Florida, which is located in Tampa. So not that far away from his college school. Swing and a miss on the wipeout slider. De Los Santos is down. And Kirkering looking to make quick work of the Mets has retired the first two with ease. And it'll be up to Jet Williams to try to continue this game. Well, he's a perfect 3-for-3 plus a walk. Can he make it on 4-5 out of 5 times? He takes a strike at 100, and that will draw praise from the crowd. And a lot of people down in left field still here can't see the scoreboard. Williams hits it deep center field. Crawford going back, deepest part of the park, makes the catch a few feet short of the warning track, retires Williams, and ends the game. And the Threshers come pouring out of the dugout in the bullpen to form the happy high five line as they begin their homestand with the victory, 8-5 over the St. Lucie Mets. And for the Mets, it was one step forward on Sunday with that nice win over Lakeland where they pitched it well, played good defense, for the most part got the clutch hits. And today it was a step backwards. Did get some good clutch hits, four more two-out hits to drive in runs, but the pitching was shaky there in the middle with Gursky. The defense made three more errors. The Mets squandered a 2-0 lead and a chance to build a bigger lead. And the Threshers used those middle innings, which have been the scorn for the Mets all season, to pull away. The Threshers will improve to 10-6 with this victory, while the Mets will drop to 5-11. The winning pitcher tonight is John Henriquez. The losing pitcher is Brian Gursky. The save goes to Kirkering. Another quick game, another game where the Mets were competitive, just couldn't make the plays in the end. I've said that many times this year. Team plays hard, plays competitive, plays to the very end, but the wins just aren't coming right now against teams like Daytona, Jupiter, Lakeland, now Clearwater, teams that just have more veteran presence, more experience. The Mets learning how to play the game right now at just to seem to be a step underneath these teams that have more experience to offer. The wins will come. Guys keep playing hard. They keep trying. There are good performances throughout the lineup tonight. You got to love McIntosh and his speed. Villalobos had his best game. Jet Williams on base 4 out of 5 times, his first three-hit game. He got a good start again from Orellana for the first two innings at least. All Fonseca pitched well at the end. So definitely positives to come from this one. But like Gilbert Gomez told the team before the game, you know, it's about not walking guys, throwing strikes, taking care of the baseball. And the Mets just didn't do enough of that tonight to get a win here against the Threshers. We'll come back, wrap it all up on the St. Lucie Mets postgame show. 8-5, Threshers, the final.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right, pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs. Let's go back. Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Baker Ballpark, everybody. Adam McDonald with you from high atop the action. The third floor broadcasting booth along the third baseline. Wrapping up another St. Lucie Mets game this season, number 16 out of 132. Lakeland wins, or rather Clearwater wins the game 8-5 in the series opener. First of six, first of 12 times these two teams will play in about the span of a month. Clearwater will come over to Port St. Lucie towards the end of May. Let's get to the scoring summary in today's game. It started off well enough for the Mets. They really picked up where they left off on Sunday. The two-out hits scoring runs. It was two outs, nobody on for the Mets in the top of the second against Jonathan Petit. Villalobos hit a single. Blaine McIntosh, an RBI triple. That made it 1-0. Ryland Thomas followed with the base hit to chase home McIntosh. It was 2-0 Mets. It stayed that way until Lake or Clearwater tied it in the third inning. First two reached on against Orellana on a single and a walk. Then after a flyout, Orellana could not handle a comebacker from Crawford, throwing error. That loaded the bases. Caleb Ricketts followed with an RBI single to make it 2-1. And then after Orellana got a two-strike count on Castillo, he bounced one in the dirt for a wild pitch. That brought home Brito for a run that tied the game at two. Mets loaded the bases, no outs in the fourth against the new pitcher Henriquez, but all they mustered out of it was an RBI ground out from Ryland Thomas. That gave the Mets a 3-2 lead. The inning ended when De Los Santos grounded out to first base, and then Blaine McIntosh was caught in between second and third. He made it back to third, second safely, but when he did that, Villalobos tried to come home from third, and he was thrown out at the plate. So the Mets ran themselves out of a scoring opportunity. The 3-2 Mets lead lasted one batter. Otto Kemp tied the game with a leadoff homer in the bottom of the fourth inning. That made it 3-3. In the fifth inning, that's when it came undone for the Mets. Gursky facing all those lefties. You'd think he'd have the advantage, but it didn't work out that way. First lefty, Crawford, infield hit. Second lefty, Ricketts, walked. Third lefty, Rincones Jr., walked. Castillo, the fourth lefty, comebacker to the mound. Gursky charged in, had the out at home plate, threw it away. Two runs scored. It was 5-3, flying Lake Clearwater. Threshers now in charge. Later in the inning, a sack fly by Kemp would bring home a third run to make it 6-3. In the seventh inning, first two threshers got on again. Rather, first three, Rosario earned a walk, Crawford an infield single. There was an error on the play that made it second and third. Then Ricketts hits a two-run double. That makes it 8-3. Gursky would then get the next three out to stop the bleeding. Mets got that was in the sixth. Mets got a couple of runs back in the seventh. An RBI double by Jet Williams, his third hit of the night at that point, made it 8-4. Reimer then beat out an infield single to make it 8-5, but that would be as close as the Mets would come to a comeback. Let's move to the box score, starting with the line score. Mets 5 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors. Clearwater 8 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. So the Mets actually out-hit the Threshers. I'm sure they'll tell you in a game where you have 5 runs and 10 hits, you should probably get a win in that one, but you see that 3 errors there in the E column. That's one of the things that hurt the team tonight. Moving to the hitters in the game, Jet Williams again 3-for-4. He's raised his average to 255. Jet entered the day with a 213 average, so that tells you how much a good day can affect your numbers there. Reimer went 2-for-4, so those two combining for half the Mets hit. Villalobos went 2-for-4 with the double. Ryland Thomas had a hit. Villavicencio had a hit. McIntosh with the triple. For the Threshers, Crawford and Ricketts, the 2-3 hitters, went 2-for-4. Byers went 2-for-4 as well. Crawford and Ricketts now hitting 311 and 333 respectively. Pitchers in the game, Orellana for the Mets, 4 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned. So he's given up just 2 earned runs in 12 innings now. It's a 1.50 ERA, a walk and 4 strikeouts. We'll see him as the opener tentatively next Sunday. Gursky, 2 innings, 3 hits, 5 runs, all earned, or 3 earned rather, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, takes the loss. He's 0-1. Alfonseca, 2 scoreless innings to finish with a hit, a walk, and a strikeout. For Clearwater, Petit, 3 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, no walks, 3 strikeouts as the starter. Henriquez is now 2-0, 3 innings, a hit, a run, 3 walks, and a strikeout. Walling pitched an inning with 2 hits and 2 runs. Dallas, the 8th inning with 1 hit, no runs. And Kirkering, a 10-pitch, 9-strike, dominant 9th inning. He might not be around for a whole lot longer. You don't throw 100 in the single-A level as a closer and stick around. So maybe next time these two teams play in late May, Kirkring will be up pestering the Brooklyn Cyclones as a member of the Jersey Shore. Ball game was played in 2 hours and 24 minutes, so it was a quick loss. Attendance, 3,213. Yeah, it was a good crowd. Great crowd, great atmosphere. It's a shame that they were more way down the line and left than they were at the home plate area, but that's just the setup here at BayCare Ballpark. So now the Mets will move ahead to tomorrow. The plan will, you know, try to be the same for you. The Mets take care of the baseball. I'll give you some numbers on that right now as the Mets commit another three-error game. Mets, when they make three errors or more in a game, are 0-4 now. When they make no errors in a game, they are 3-1. Also, with the walks, Mets walk five batters. When they walk less than five, they are 3-0. When they walk more than five, they are 2-11. So, throwing strikes, not walking batters, and taking care of the baseball. It's a very simple plan, but it's pretty, and it's very black and white, but it is a very difficult plan to execute. That's for sure. The other teams out there playing hard as well. So, tomorrow, back at it, 6:30. Believe the weather is supposed to be good again. We cross our fingers for that. Airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network will be at 6:20, radio only. Hope you'll tune in as the Mets try to get a win early in this series. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from BayCare Ballpark, the Clearwater Threshers 8, the St. Lucie Mets 5. I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Tuesday night. I hope all of you out there listening in Radio Land have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.